The Food and Drug Administration has backed off a proposed ban that would have restricted the sale of untreated, warm-water raw oysters during the months of May to October. The state currently has only a few facilities equipped to treat the oysters with either high-pressure or low-temperature pasteurization. Louisiana oyster fisherman George Barisich.
If you had to pour everything through there, they don't have the facilities to do it, number one. Number two, your price jumps up threefold.
The problem with raw oysters is the pathogen Vibrio vulnificus. Few people get sick from the pathogen. It mainly affects individuals with a compromised immunity.
It causes a terrible septicemia, blood poisoning. It's very rapid in its onset, and if one doesn't have antibiotics very, very quickly, the mortality is very high, about 50%.
That's LSU Ag Center food scientist Lucina Lampilla. She believes the proposed ban may be too broad.
I think we have to be a leader in education and help people to be aware of what their risk factors are.
Barisich said Louisiana's oyster industry will continue to fight any proposed ban on raw oysters. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.